All right, Adam Cian Cirillo. Hey, props for coming to the new Media Corral. You had a shitty day. I figured you would be gone or whatever. So props for coming up.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you got to do it on your bad days, so it is what it is.
So, yeah, talk about your bad day today. First moto, I'm probably not happy. Some arm pump maybe got involved in there. And then second moto, kabang, early on, crashing. And was your bike really jacked up?
Yeah. I mean, it's been brutal this year, man, with my arm pump thing. Like, it's just been – it's really been 2 years. It's been 2 years I've been dealing with this. And as I told you guys at the beginning of Supercross, I got my nerve decompressed. I got my nerve decompressed right before Christmas. And by this Dr. Viola, he's like one of the best hand surgeons in the United States. And I talked to him a few weeks ago again, and he's like, I do about 100 of these a year, and maybe two people a year will come back and say they didn't notice much of improvement. So
and you're one of them?
Yep. So there's two ways of doing that ulnar nerve thing. They can move the nerve or they can decompress it. And so clearly decompressing it. I can't say it helped a little bit for a while, but it just doesn't seem to be. And it's so inconsistent. It's like, I ice it all week. I do all the therapy, everything I need, and then sometimes I just can't. Even High Point, the first moto.
I was going to say, so High Point first moto?
High Point first moto is, the track wasn't as rough as somewhere like today. So when it's choppier, it's worse. But it just, I don't know what makes it worse. Or, it's just been... I can't even explain to you how frustrating that has been and how much that's affected me since I woke up one morning in like September when I first got on 450s, like right before Monster or right after Monster Cup, and it's been really trying. But it is what it is. I'm confident it'll be fixed when I get this, when I get the surgery to move the nerve. But just until then, it's been brutal. So that was the story of my first moto. Second moto, just pushed right through the, right through the fucking rut. Sucked. I crushed my front fender somehow underneath the...
I don't know if I've ever seen that before.
I don't think so either.
Congratulations.
I was kind of laughing a little bit, so I had to let everybody go. And then I got up and I'm thinking to myself, I can still get a 12th or something out of this.
Yep.
So kind of put my head down, and then I went outside before the leap and I got cleaned out. Oh my gosh. I don't know who it was.
Was it?
I didn't mean to. Oh, I think I kind of like hooked back. And they, dumped the clutch, and it's like one of those ones where they picked up my front wheel, and, God, I went down pretty hard.
It could have been some dude from the Mini-O's years ago, and he finally saw his moment.
Good for him. I mean, whatever.
He saw his moment.
At that point, I think of it as, the universe is testing me, right?
Yeah.
So when I got back on the bike, I'm like, okay, I'm still going to try hard, just because everything in me is like, this sucks.
Yep.
So, naturally, I'm just that stubborn guy. I'm like, I'm going against that. Like, I knew I wasn't going to score any points. I'm like, I'm not pulling off. I'm staying out there. Yeah,
we're watching, too.
Yeah, well, I'm just not going to pull off. I'm just not that guy. Even, remember when I lost the title in Vegas? I'm rolling around out there. I'm never going to pull off. So the front fender was like when my forks were compressing, it was like kind of stopping the front wheel. And then my front brake lever was down. My clutch was up. It was a nightmare, but... it happens.
That's what happens. Life back there is scary. It's very scary.
And it's funny. I don't know who it was, but I had a nice battle for 23rd the last few laps.
Yeah.
It's hard. I haven't been lapped in a hot minute.
Yeah.
And, man, they give you the blue flag like 25 seconds before the guys come.
Yeah.
So I'm like this.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not trying to get exposed like that. I got passed by like four dudes trying to let these guys by. It's tough.
Okay, they either give it to you 25 seconds before or they don't give it to you.
They don't give it to you at all. Yeah.
It's a thing.
It's weird because I think it was Dylan that was coming up on me, and they gave me the flag. And I looked back, and he was like two straightaways away from me. And then they didn't give it to me again, and then he was on my back tire. I'm like, it was – tough.
Some racer is going to talk about how they battled Adam Cian Cirillo in the second moto.
Yeah, I gave him nucks after the finish.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
When you're frustrated like this and things aren't going right, but you have that moto win where you're like, okay, I fucking got it. Like, I could do this. Or you got the Paulo where you jet it to the front or whatever to at least keep you sane.
Yeah, I mean, there's never a doubt in my mind that I can do it. Like, days like today, right, there's many things that go wrong. And so those are the really frustrating ones when you feel like it's not just this or not just that. It's like it feels kind of far away on a day like today. But with my past experiences, I know that's fleeting. It's, something like High Point last week, and I'm like, I'm right there. Like, I'm right there. And right now it feels like I'm a world away. But in reality, I know I'm close. So... And
you're never as good as they say you are, and you're never as bad as they say you are,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. And this sport, that energy can, if you allow it, you know, a couple years ago, I'm on suicide watch right now, but it's just not self-serving for me to feel like that. Yep. So it's one of those things where just like, that's the reason why I say it out there. It's like, I got to do my best regardless.
Dude, you're a 450 guy who can win motos. You make a ton of money. You're trying your balls off. Life's okay.
I've found, you know me, you've been around me since I was little. I'd take this shit personal.
Yeah.
And that wasn't sustainable for me. And so now I'm finally getting to a mental headspace where if I go out there, today sucked ass, terrible, not what I get paid to do, but I did do everything. I tried my hardest. And tonight when I go to bed, I'm not going to be like, oh, I wish I would have done this or this. It's like, it happens, whatever.
I was worried for you, one of those shoulder injuries a while ago. I'm worried. I'm like, this kid's going to jump off a bridge.
I was in a very – I mean, I'm like a happy-go-lucky kid, right? Everybody looks at me like that, but I was in a dark spot for a while. I had to change. I'm like a self-improver naturally, so I'm happy with my mental games, I guess.
Oh, good job. All right, well, we'll see you next week at Southwick. How do we feel about Sam?
We feel good. Last time I was there, I won. Okay. Before that, I don't think I have a top 10 there, but –
Hey, no. we were doing a stat while I guess he's waiting. It's just Anton, though. Fuck him.
Yeah.
We were doing a stat. So, like, you have an incredible amount of moto. Like, so all people win motos in their career, right? Or multiple. I think it's five moto winners, whatever the stat is. Some length of moto winners. Okay. You are one of the longest guys to win that many motos before. You have one of the most motos ever raced. Okay. Before you won your first one. That's it. Before you won your first moto.
What?
You have like an all-time long stretch compared to past champions.
Oh, past champions.
Does that make sense?
Yes, dude. I feel like I raced like six outdoors before I won my title. Like, I feel like I was hurt a lot.
Yeah.
I guess there was
more than that.
Yeah, you're right. Because 13, I was just bad rookie year, and then 16 and 17 I'm coming off like 6 years of not riding at all, so I was bad.
So
yeah,
like all-time champions or whatever, you have the huge gap before you win your first moto. Yeah, so I don't know what I was trying to say there, but so
I won a title, that's all I know.
Yeah, exactly. Check cashed. Yeah. Thank you.
Yep, thanks.